Hey everybody, this is Shannon with VIP Kid World, and welcome back. For today's podcast, I wanted to continue with the series, ABCs for VIPs. As we progress through the alphabet, I want to move on now to letter G. And I have been thinking a lot about this letter, and I've known what I wanted it to be for a while, but I wanted to really be able to put together something that I think, considering all the things I've seen in social media, is definitely important right now. So for letter G, the topic of this podcast is good enough. That might sound a little odd. Good enough. Why are we talking about something being good enough? It's not necessarily a positive thing. Well, I want to start off this podcast with something that I hope you'll keep in your mind throughout the rest of the podcast. And it's something that I remember being told many, many years ago, and it has stuck with me ever since. And the phrase was, good, better, best. Don't ever rest till your good is your better and your better is your best. Some of you might be familiar with that expression. And the reason why I think it stuck with me so long is because the idea, the feeling that comes across with that is saying that good is never really good enough. I mean, let's be honest with ourselves. When has, quote, good enough ever actually been good enough? You know, think about times when you definitely don't want to hear someone say, oh, that's good enough. Examples like, oh, is that bridge safe to cross? Yeah, it's good enough. Is the doctor about to do my brain surgery qualified? I mean, he's good enough. Is the food I'm about to feed my child safe? Good enough, I guess. I think we would all agree that none of those are actually good enough. It's never been good enough. So why should we allow that to be the case in our VIP Kid classroom? Why should we be satisfied with saying that my performance, my teaching, my classroom, my prop usage, my whatever is good enough? What does good enough even look like in a VIP Kid classroom? Sometimes good enough looks like laziness. Sometimes good enough looks like lacking effort, lacking a desire to push yourself farther. I remember one time being on a Facebook and talking back and forth with another teacher, and I can't remember exactly at the moment the topic, but the teacher's response to the question I posed was, well, no one's complained yet, so I guess it's good enough. And of course, at that moment, that quote popped right back into my head. Why is good enough okay? Why is that okay for anyone? I would hope that all of my listeners on this podcast are people who want to be better. I think if you're the kind of person who seeks out professional development, if you're the kind of person who, I hope you are, reaches and looks for videos and articles and anything that you can find on the internet that will help you to become a better teacher, I applaud you for being absolutely awesome, because that means that you're not satisfied with being a good teacher. You want to be a great teacher. You want to be an awesome teacher. You want to be an amazing teacher. You want to be a fantastic teacher. You are not satisfied with good enough. Doing the least. Things like simply following teacher directions, but not really using our brain to think, wow, there are actually a lot of other really, really good ideas that we could do. There are other things that we could do for our student that would benefit them much more than the basics, than the least, than just good enough. You know, another one that I talk about a lot, which I'll pop up, will pop up soon in another podcast, is the idea of being good enough with not preparing for class. Now, yes, we've talked about this a little bit before, but I see teachers left and right, even teachers who are supposedly in responsibility or in people look up to them. You know, you've got a YouTube page, you've got a Instagram, social media, blah, 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 who cares? The problem here is that people have begun to gloat about things like not needing to be prepared. Now, granted, I understand as a long-term teacher, I don't have to read teacher directions on slides very much because I already know what the objectives are. I've taught the slide many times. But the fact is, I want to be prepared because I believe in my heart that the children in my classroom deserve the absolute best I can give them. And the fact is you cannot give them your best if you have no idea what you're about to teach. You can't. So if I want to be more than just good enough, if I want to be great, if I want to be awesome, if I want to be amazing, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to make sure that I have a clue what I'm about to teach. You know, I think for any of you who are listening, that question, do I want to be a good teacher? Is that all I really want? Has to come back to thinking about our students first, right? They're the most important people in the classroom, the student. So when we look at those children, we look in their faces and we think about the money that their parents spend on these classes, and we think about how some of these parents aren't rich and they actually had to work really hard to get this money. Are you giving them what they deserve by simply reaching for good enough? Do these children deserve more than just the least we can do? I hope you will answer that question the same way I will. They definitely do. They deserve amazing. They deserve fantastic. They deserve superb teaching. And the only way we're going to be able to give them that is if we realize that good enough is never, has never, and will never be good enough. So how do we get to the point where we're not teaching in this lazy fashion, where we're not teaching in a perfunctory type way, where we're just going through the motions? You know, I remember a while ago, a teacher asked me personally, she said, what do you think is the most important quality in a teacher? And after thinking about it for a little bit, the first thing that popped into my mind is caring. Now, the reason why I said that is because that feeling that you actually care about the person on the other side of the screen is what makes you do all the other things. If you care about your student, you'll make sure to look at the PowerPoint. If you care about your student, you probably will take the chance to learn a little bit more that will make you and turn you into a better version of yourself, because the better version we are, the better teacher they get, right? That's what they deserve. If we care, that means that we are not going to do things just because they're easy. We're going to do things because they work. We're going to do things because they're the right thing for that child. And sometimes we're going to change it up from child to child. It's that thing that motivates us, right? Finding something to motivate us to do more than just the least. Be more than just good enough. Obviously, we want to reach our best. It's something that needs to be a continuous process. And we have to be able to ask ourselves, am I a better teacher than I was last week? Am I a better VIP Kid teacher than I was last year or when I started with the company? The fact is that tomorrow, we want to be better than yesterday, right? We want to be one step farther than where we were before. If we're always moving in that direction, always improving, always going in an upward direction, then we have something we can feel very proud about. As opposed to that terrible feeling, and I know some of you listening have had this feeling, that terrible feeling when you know you did not give them your A game. Maybe it's because we were a little sick, or maybe we were just kind of thoroughly unprepared, and we leave the class thinking, that was not my best class. That wasn't even middle way of my best class. That's a feeling that hurts, or at least it should. But we want to be able to be proud of what we do in the classroom. I want to be able to leave the class thinking, yes, I did my best. And you know what? I think I could even improve on that. So the next time I teach that class or that student, it's going to be even better. Maybe we think that sounds kind of like a losing battle, right? How can I keep going and I want to keep going forward? Why? There's no end. There's no reaching the finish line. It's like, you know, a hamster in a wheel. There's no end. But really, you can never technically reach best. but we shouldn't want to. We should want to keep moving toward that direction. And honestly, the reason is because that ensures that our tomorrow will be better than our today. 2 times better than yesterday ever was, if we keep moving in the right direction. So at the end of the day, you know, we have to go back and we have to keep in mind that saying that was I mentioned at the beginning of this podcast. Think about it. Keep it with you. Let it, you know, float around in your head. Good, better, best. Don't ever rest until your good is your better and your better is your best. Thank you guys so much for listening to the podcast. I hope everyone is staying safe, staying inside. I hope your families are safe. And I hope to be able to put out some more podcasts soon, especially since all I've been doing is watching Netflix. You know the struggle. Watching Netflix and eating all the food I bought that was supposed to last for a month. Welcome to quarantine. Thank you all so much for listening. Feel free to contact me, reach out. I also plug this here. I'm also starting a program for mentorship. So if you're looking for some type of mentorship, you're having some issues with classes, you want someone to maybe take a look at some of these classes, feel free to reach out to me. You can find my email address on the Anchor website. It's shannon.mabry, M-A-B-R-Y, .vipkid@gmail.com. Feel free to reach out if you're interested in hearing a little bit more about that. But otherwise, guys, thank you so much for listening. Continue to support the podcast. Please continue to tell other people about it. I do my best when I can, but I would love to see the podcast being talked about in other places. Thank you so much for listening. And remember, make sure that your good is not just good enough. Make it your best. Thanks, and I'll catch you next time, guys. See you soon.